Much of Northern California is under thick black smoke because of the wildfires. The worst of it is in Napa and Sonoma counties, and it's being blown south into the San Francisco Bay Area, where people are now breathing the most polluted air on record. Member station KQED's Leslie McClurg reports.
On a street corner in San Francisco, cyclists whiz by me wearing white surgical masks, and a woman here is approaching me with a turquoise mask on.
I have been wearing it in my car to walk around, even just a few minutes without it sometimes starts me coughing and makes my throat burn.
Megan Bean's mask is tightly pressed to her face to protect her from the air that smells like a campfire.
There's been some like plasticky burning smells as well. It smells pretty toxic.
The sky is an eerie orange with thick, low clouds. In parts of the city, it's tough to see through the haze at street level. Lisa Fasano monitors pollution for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
It's very unhealthy. We're seeing levels that rival that you might see in China on poor air quality days.
Usually, San Francisco benefits from a natural air conditioning system. Winds blow in off the coast and sweep air out of the city. But Fasano says an inversion layer is locking in the smoke from all the wildfires.
We are seeing readings that are really off the charts. It's very, very unhealthy.
The levels are record-breaking. The worst part is you can't even see the stuff that's really bad for you. Very fine toxic particles are wafting through the air. When you breathe them in, they go through your lungs, and Fasano says they can go directly into your bloodstream.
They can trigger asthma attacks. They can exacerbate emphysema problems. They can, in fact, produce heart attacks.
Vulnerable populations like older people and young kids are at the highest risk. That's why many schools are closed. Dr. Robert Blount is a pulmonologist at UC San Francisco.
Children have developing organs that are increasingly susceptible. They also tend to breathe faster than adults and tend to be more active outside.
Blount says it's normal to experience stinging eyes and itchy throat or even headaches in this kind of pollution. He says anyone struggling to breathe or feeling tightness in their chest should seek medical treatment. Everyone should stay inside as much as possible.
Closing the windows, and if there is an air conditioner, turning on the air conditioner to recirculate the air inside and filter the air from the outside.
Resident Megan Bean plans to keep her turquoise mask on at home in the East Bay this weekend. She says her commute this week to San Francisco was grim.
Driving over the bridge, I couldn't see the city. I couldn't see the Golden Gate Bridge. It's scary.
The air may stay like this for a while. High winds are in the forecast near the largest fires tonight, and no rain is in sight. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.